Hello, and very, very beautiful day to you. Good afternoon. How are you? My name's Joyce. So happy to be here. Another Monday, another work week on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. The sun rises here. Welcome. Hope you're good. Hope you're fine. And hope all is well with you. All right. So we have a minute before we go off on a short break. Let me just tell you what's coming your way. At 2:30, yeah, later on today, SME Africa, we're going to be having a chocolate maker. Mm-hmm. Chocolates made in Nigeria. Well, yeah, we're having someone who makes chocolates on the show this afternoon on SME Africa. All right, so now that's for 2:30. Between here and there, we have for you, National Assembly blocks electronic transmission. Well, you want to know a little bit more about that when we return. And then after that, we want to look at what's possible, what serves us better, agitating for a sub-state or collectively and democratically voting in another president which the people prefer. All right, all of that on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Activate. We are Radio Active on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. We're like gold diggers.
Yes, gold diggers. Welcome to the show. We're digging out the truth, and hopefully we edify ourselves with just enough good reason, judgment, decision to be worth the truth and the future, to be worth our soul, to be worth this Nigeria that we crave for. Because for a new Nigeria to come, the men must carry that vision. The men must be worth it to achieve it. If you're not worth it, you can hardly achieve it. You first must become it for it to become a reality. On the sunny side, welcome to the show. So I found something very interesting, and I thought, well, I want to know what you think about it. Yeah, I think that if we are able to understand the situation, then maybe we can either press for an actual reality or just for the now current reality, if that is a thing. Yeah. All right. So I found that the cable is reporting that the National Assembly leadership has blocked the proposed electronic transmission of election results in Nigeria. That's actually according to the cable. The lawmakers are set to pass the Electoral Act Amendment Bill, but the amendment dashes the hopes of key reforms that would come with the proposed law, according to the copy of the final bill. Now, the bill, which seeks to repeal and reenact the 2010 Electoral Act, has been under consideration for years. It's reported that in 2018, the president refused to sign it into law after arguing that it would disrupt the conduct in the 2019 elections. Now, amid efforts to pass the bill early enough for the next round of general elections in 2023, The joint committees of the Senate, INEC, and the House of Representatives Electoral Matters set up a technical committee to work on the proposed amendment. Now, amongst the committee's resolution is that voting in an election and transmission of results under the Act shall be in accordance with the procedure determined by the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC. Yeah, but then the provision contained in Section 50, subsection 2 of the bill was modified by the leadership of both chambers in the approved version to read, and I quote, "Voting in an election under this bill shall be in accordance with the procedure determined by the commission, which may include electronic voting approved by the commission." Shall not transmit results of elections by electronic means. Let me read that again. And I quote, "Voting in an election under this bill shall be in accordance with the procedure determined by the commission, which may include electronic voting, provided," yeah, "that the commission shall not transmit results of elections by electronic means," end quote. So, yeah, the contention here is the electronic means of voting and the commission shall not transmit results of elections by electronic means. Well, last week we did tell you that INEC has opened up its portal, so now you can go pre-register, you know, and then book your date, yeah, so that you can get your voter's card and come 2023, you go without bias and you choose not to sell the next 4 years of your life and you vote your conscience. Yeah? But you see, you must now more than ever vote beyond party lines. Yeah? You must vote beyond, and maybe I can't quite say don't vote because of a person. Like, say the person was from your village or it's your father's brother's youngest cousin, you know. But you need to at least find someone who stands, whose philosophy stands for something that you want in your future. Someone who carries the vision of your future. Someone who wants not just your development, but everything else that requires, say, your life and the progression of your life come the next 4 years or the next 8 years of your life, you know, come what may. All right. So also, I thought that maybe this is really something worth talking about. Not necessarily because it's a problem, or is it? Yeah. Okay. Now, a former deputy governor, yeah, of the Central Bank of Nigeria and ex-presidential candidate Kingsley Moghalu has faulted the alleged move by senators to bar the Independent National Electoral Commission from making use of electronic transmission of results in the 2023 general elections. Now, this is as the Senate is set to receive and debate the provisions of the Electoral Act Amendment Bill on Tuesday. Well, I hear the Punch is reporting that one principal officer from the northern part of the country who spoke on condition of anonymity said that there will be gross injustice if INEC is allowed to transmit results electronically. According to him, most parts of the north are not enjoying efficient network service from telecommunications companies. He cited areas in the northeast where Boko Haram insurgents had destroyed the masts of the service providers. Moghalu, while reacting on social media, said if a law is passed against the use of electronic transmission of results, it would be a fraud and rape on democracy. He actually did write reports that the National Assembly intends to remove, on the basis of flimsy technical excuses, the provision of electronic transmission of results from the new electoral law Nigerians have been waiting for, are deeply disturbing. If they pass such a law, it's a fraud. It is becoming clear that our political elites are themselves enemies of democracy because many of them benefit from rigging elections. It is a shame legislators from both APC and PDP would collaborate to pass such a law. That tells us all that we need to know. Well, there is a case to be made if you consider that some people might not have. Is that really a case? Electronic means of voting. Well, electronically, maybe the chances of manipulation might be reduced. Yeah. Yeah. But then come 2023. Now, you see, the reason why I'm bringing this up is we have a few more months to 2023, a year plus before. And you need to understand that whatever would bring about the success of 2023 needs to be in the spotlight now. I want to know your opinion. I want to know what you think about this. Do you think the traditional way of voting, yeah, might set to be more accommodating of, say, people, for example, in the Northeast who have themselves suffered at the hands of Boko Haram? Yeah. And do you think that the government must or maybe find a way to ensure, and certainly for the peace of all, find ways to ensure that the elections stay true to what the people want, particularly if that includes, you know, bringing about measures that eliminate fraud during the system, during the voting period, or during the voting process. Because if we say, well, given the situation in some areas, electronic systems might not necessarily be the best option, we've had issues where we have complained repeatedly about fraud. So, well, we actually have to wait until, you know, tomorrow, Tuesday, to find out what comes out of this. But I just couldn't wait any longer. I wanted to find out what you think about National Assembly leadership, you know, blocking the proposed electronic transmission of election results in Nigeria. I really want to know what you think about it. And hopefully maybe someone is listening to get a feel the pulse of the people. Because I think the reason I find this particularly concerning is, one, there's just too much tension in the country. And I feel maybe there are things that we can do to prevent the things we have imagined, the things that have crossed our minds. So 0700-993-993-993 and 01-465-7190. What do you think about this? I really want to pick your brains on it. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I can hear you.
You cannot hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Then tell us your name.
You have a book online.
Okay.
It's not making sense that I love your guest on the show, Bemi Moore. She said something about grassroots government. You get. Then we're looking at how to gather these grassroots and pick them for this election. And now our people at the top are making it hard. Why not set a server, run a network to a citizen has this network, you get, when you are collecting it, then they will transmit it online. You are bridging the gap of network failure, so to say. Because if you have to go by the way of manual, we'll be having the same thing. They're doing the same thing and getting the same results. So, new electoral act, the INEC has come up with good things by you know, transferring your polling units to wherever place you are. Just to get.
Are you saying that you don't think, you know, the usual manual means of voting and transmission of results has really benefited us? Do you think an electronic...
Electronic will help. It's because we have the issue of people splashing ballot balls, having issues of wasting papers and, you know, budget on this very election. You get. So if there is a way we'll do electronically, it will help. The server they have now, yes. You get it will be a long way. So if they are brought in these elections way, which is
we all right,
are clamoring for it, is just like say you are dragging us back.
So dragging us back. Help, all right.
Yes. Because INEC is an independent body. They have come up with what will help the elections. So why are you not dragging us back?
Well, thank you very much. Hello, welcome to how are you? Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yeah, please turn off the volume of your radio set. Could you take that down?
It's never on.
Oh, well, that's kind of you. Welcome, what's your name?
It's Ade Goke from Lake.
Welcome, Goke.
Yeah, just like the last caller said, too, you know, there are advantages for electronic voting. Just about
and transmission of results, yeah.
Yes, I'm just even watching it on Narai TV right now. That's what they are showing. Well, I think they shouldn't take us backwards because it's the inefficiency of the government from beginning that causing this issue of mass destruction, you know, in the Northeast.
Which is one if of security, many destructions, yeah.
Yes, yes. If security was intact, it won't be this way at all. So the e-voting or whatever is the best whatsoever that's happened to us in Nigeria. You know, they wouldn't want us to move forward to e-voting because of the rigging that they always rig. And then we'll have these people from Niger infiltrating Nigeria, the northern part, because there are so many of them right here. They speak Hausa too, but they also speak French. Yeah, so it will stop the infiltration of the e-voting thing, you know. It will also minimize... there won't even be a box snatching, you know.
Yeah.
That won't exist. Yeah, so there are lots of advantages when it comes to that. So they shouldn't take us backwards by eliminating it.
Well, thank you very much for calling. I'm glad that you called in. Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hello, welcome. What's your name?
My name is Success.
You have to speak up for us, okay?
Yeah, Success from our company.
Success, okay, go ahead.
Like one of your colleagues, you always say that we are all deceiving ourselves in this country. It's not as if we all don't understand what is going on, but we decide to pretend that we don't understand. So it's unfortunate. Are you with me?
Well, I don't know whether you want me to be with you. Go ahead.
Okay. We should all understand, of course, you understand that anything that will not favor our political elite will not stand. So this issue now is not going to favor them. So they are finding every possible means to stop it. And we are still pretending that we don't understand.
So, but what do you think about the argument that, you know, some people in the Northeast who, you know, have suffered at the hands of Boko Haram insurgents pretty much, you know, might not necessarily have fair access, equal access?
Should it always be all about them? Should it always be all about them? What about other parts of the country? This is why in a modern time, we should not always be considering going back to
What do you suppose might be the outcome if, say, for example, you know, electronic means to the degree to which it can serve us is not optimized? What do you think could come from that? What's a consequence of that? Well, thank you. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello?
Hello, welcome. Good afternoon to you. How are you? Sorry, I lost you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, how are you doing? We're glad to have you. Turn off your radio.
Good afternoon.
Nice. Welcome. Speak up for us. What's your name? Why? I'm sorry. I don't know what's happening with the connection. Turn off your radio. We're happy to have you.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you here.
Right. This is CJ calling from Washington.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not too correct, or correct me if I'm wrong. I think I heard INEC chairman last time say that the last election was going to be the last election that we'll do manually. So why are we still on this topic now of transmitting or not transmitting? Come 2023, are we going to see a paper, take ink with our hand and thumbprint? Is that what we're going to do?
Do you suppose that there is a consequence for us not optimizing technology?
Of the consequences are, you cannot even mention them. He himself said that that was going to be the last time we do election that way. So why are we even dragging it now?
Okay.
Both the voting and transmission should be electronic.
Both voting and transmission should be electronic?
Yes.
Okay.
Only transmitting.
But have you considered the fact that, you know, some of our brothers in the north, northeast might not necessarily have, like, fair, equal access, given what they have suffered, and maybe what they're even still suffering?
When the army or police recruitment, they will have network to do. When you see the police or army now, they will give them 1 million slots. They will have network to register. This NIN, I don't know, doing it there. Those are cheap excuses.
Okay, you also think they are cheap and flimsy. All right, well, thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. And I hope you have all registered. I hope you're intending to register to vote come 2023. Well, this is an issue that affects your 2023. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome, go ahead. Why did you introduce yourself as physically challenged? Why?
What do they?
Why are you introducing yourself as physically challenged?
No, nothing. I just
well, don't do that. Your name is Leke, and that's really all that there is to it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hello. Welcome to the show. Can you hear me? Uh-oh, sorry about that. I do apologize. There might be a little glitch with this.
Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon. My name is Val.
Welcome, Val.
For me, I think it will be a setback. It's quite disappointing if these lawmakers will end up pushing for this bill. It will be disappointing because it's going to be a big setback. They're thinking of how we're going to move forward. Now, the challenges that they've talked about in the Northeast is quite understandable. But if you look at it, the problem is not affecting all local governments. It's just on specific local governments. Are you with me? So they are just on specific local government. So if it's in the area of mass that are being destroyed and all that, you could either rebuild or reconstruct those masks
or beef up security within those spaces, or you can even conduct staggered elections within those areas, so that those places where you have IDPs and all that, you can make provision for them to vote while you provide them security. But this will be this electronic transmission will be the best avenue to reduce every form of manipulation or
and the factors that actually impede, you know, fair and free elections.
Yes, now fair and free election. And at the end of the day, it will even go around, and we'll see the results firsthand as it is.
Yeah, and even real time, because, you know, electronically, there's hardly, you're really not waiting for anything else. You can, you know, even more quicker release results.
Yes, that's the best. And another thing again, if another challenge will be network and all that, they could start from now going to alliance and agreement with the NCC for them to provide more service to those particular areas, so that they will have enough network. Then those areas where they are subject to attacks and all that, you beef up security within those particular areas, those particular
vicinity. All right.
That's how. In fact, I think we should protest against this. It is not acceptable. They shouldn't push that bill at all. Electronic transmission must be accepted.
All right. Because 2023, God help us. Welcome to the show. How are you? I do apologize. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Joyce.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
My name is Agwoma.
Welcome.
Yeah, talking about inaccessibility of those brothers in the north.
Yeah.
What about the NIA and they have captured them? How did they manage to capture them or insist that the deadline must be followed? So all these things, they know what they are doing. They don't want to have this country move forward. They want to drag everyone down. That is a very bad governance we are having.
I don't think Nigeria can afford to go any lower than where she is right now. I personally don't need to move forward. I don't think we can go any lower, because that would be the belly of insanity.
Yes, everything we do here, when we try to move a step further, some group will want to drag us down. Look at the educational disadvantage they continue maintaining for over 60 years. Somebody is telling you a particular group has educational disadvantage. For you have been in rulership for over this number of years, and then you dare not improve on this and use it as a political yardstick to cheat. It's not acceptable.
That's something.
We need to go forward, honestly.
All right.
And that is why people the secessionists are propelled to do all these things. Because they have tried the unity. They have tried moving together. And some people are dragging. We are not even competing with ourselves with Malaysia, Thailand. We are competing. Yoruba is competing with Igbo. Igbo is competing with the North. North is competing with Igbo. We are not looking outside the boundary of Nigeria. It's so bad. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Hello. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Sorry, I lost you. If you make it back, we'll be here. Hello, you're on the sunny side. Well, I do apologize. Hello.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Turn off your radio. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, Francis from here.
Welcome, Francis. Go ahead.
Yes. On this very topic, Joyce, if the lawmakers should go ahead and pass this bill, it's going to be a disservice to the people of this joint press conference. And I will urge Nigerians, if they eventually did, they have to stand up and put up a fight. And this will clearly show that they don't really regard us as anything. They are out there to serve themselves, not on our own interests. Because they have already known that Nigerians were ready, come 2023, to choose who people who will lead this great country to a better fight. Because the country is in fact, the situation is bad now. The situation is highly tense. So, Joyce, in fact, I'm speechless.
Yeah.
What is lawmakers?
But I thought it was expedient that you were aware. So this is to follow up what's happening and what would come 2023.
I can still remember vividly the promise of the INEC chairman 2019 election. He said that will be the last one. That the next one is going to be electronic. Why now are they trying to twist their tongue?
Well, yeah. So the excuse is, if we can call it that, is that somewhere in Northeast, some people do not have fair and equal access,
Joyce,
given what they have suffered, which appears to be quite a reason, except you think otherwise.
I sympathize with them on based on what they have suffered. But that excuse is not good enough.
It's not good enough?
Yeah, it's not good enough. That's enough.
Thank you. Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Olajide.
Okay. I didn't get that, though. Sorry. What's your name?
My name is Olajide.
Jide. Thank you.
Yeah. My take on this issue is that I want every Nigerian to believe that we do have a leader that represents the citizens of Nigeria. All the leader we have, I want them to listen. Careful. They are even more worse than the citizens. The legacy they were leaving, I believe they don't want a bright future for any coming up generation in Nigeria. With what we're seeing, with the legacy they are leaving. It's sad. Look at the situation of Nigeria. Look how people are suffering.
What do you think about the reason, you know, that the Northeast say some people there would not have fair access? And according to someone who spoke under anonymity, he feels, well, it would be injustice if INEC, you know, had to work electronically.
My reason is this. It's all about fraud. What the INEC is trying to do is fraud by using electronic.
Oh, you think the electronic means is fraudulent?
What?
Well, I think we might not be clear as to where you stand. Do you think the electronic means is fraudulent?
They will use the opportunity to fraud the voting.
It really gets complicated.
All right then.
Thank you very much for calling. Hello, how are you? I have a break. Yeah, we have two more minutes before it's a break. Turn off your radio.
George, how are you?
Welcome, I'm good.
Good to hear your voice this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Ezekiel from Niger.
Thank you. Go ahead. You have a minute and a half.
George.
Yeah.
You've heard of this word before. Robbing Peter for Paul. Does it not sound like that?
I don't know. What do you think? Go ahead. Robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah. George, a country or a gathering of people that does not put the word equity, fairness, and justice as a non-real commodity, I can tell you that there can never be peace. Joyce, you are an elite. You are an intelligentsia. Just come to think of what these people are as in proposing in their gathering. Do you think they have senses?
I think politics is a different game. I mean, we all agree.
Joyce, forget about the game. Let's put the game aside.
Unfortunately, the game is what's in front of us. It's
exactly.
Hard. Yeah.
Good. It's at the front, as we are looking at it.
Okay.
So it's like one of the callers.
I do apologize. I have to go off on a break. So if you can call us back after this, if you don't mind. Yeah? Well, thank you. We're off on a break. We'll be right back on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
We're 5 more minutes away from top of the hour to bring you the headlines. And so just a quick reference to where all of this pretty much is being fueled from. Kingsley Moghalu, who was a former ex-presidential candidate, has faulted the alleged move by senators to bar the Independent National Electoral Commission from making use of electronic transmission of results in the 2023 general elections. And it really, really just, you know, pricked my curiosity. And it picked my curiosity. I thought, well, you know, you really want to understand why anybody would consider the non-use of electronic means. And then you think about, well, here are some of the issues we've had in the past. So what are the best ways by which we can see to it that we don't suffer, you know, whether it's a snatching of ballot boxes or maybe the tampering of figures in any way? You think, well, electronic means would help us to the best degree. But then someone is saying, you see, you have to consider what the nation has been through and the consequence of what the nation has been through. And some people in the Northeast have their masks damaged, and INEC would not be fair if they went on electronically. I want to speak with you before the break. Hello. Before we go from the break. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Have you turned off your radio?
Okay. Thank you. Joy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Daniel.
Welcome, Dan. Go ahead real quick.
Please, there is a big, when it comes to this issue of this INEC issue, I think there is a deliberate fraud on our intelligence when it comes to this issue of INEC.
You think somebody is insulting you?
I guess they are insulting our intelligence in the sense that an adage says that a wood that is rotten cannot be carved. When it comes to the issue of voting, how will you, after they have given us somebody that is the emergence, I'm trying to nail the issue of the candidate emergence from the local level, after they have done all that, we have no input in that, we have no say in all that, it is at the general election now, after they have cooked everything, they have come to the end of everything, they now say we should come and vote for their own choice of candidate, rather our own choice of candidate. It's a fraud on our intelligence. Let us have a say in the candidate emergence at the primary level, at the local government level.
Oh, very good.
If not, all these general election participation voting, they are all nothing. Because the candidates they are going to present to us, if they do not reflect our choice, then we are helpless. It's a fraud. Let us have a say. Let the electoral reform mirror our interest in this regard.
Mm.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Well, I thought it would be nice for me to remind you to visit the INEC website, inecnigeria.org/apply. There you would find a number of options there. I can read them in your hearing. You have a category, new voter registration. That's one category. To review your registration, that's another category. Transfers, information updates, collect your PVC, lost or damaged PVC. Well, that's something, these are different categories. So you pretty much find out where and where you might find out which of these options apply to you and then follow through. I think it's necessary that you get your PVC. Our second topic pretty much will touch on that even a little bit more slightly, so don't go anywhere. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Top of the hour to bring to you Lost to the Headlines on Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. We're happy to be back, and the conversation continues. My name's Joyce. How are you doing? How are you? And 2023 around the corner. Yeah, you blink hard enough, and you're already in 2023. The future is now. If 2023 will be any measure of success, well, all that measure has to be in place today. And this is something very necessary. We have to fix this. You see, you might not, I don't know whether you see how pressing this is, but you see, if we don't fix this, well, does anybody's guess what can be, what can emerge from 2023? My name's Joyce. You're on the sunny side. Welcome to the show. I want to know what you think about this electronic conversation. You would think anybody would embrace it on the jump, but here there's a debate around it. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Ahigbe on the line.
Thank you very much. Ahigbe, go ahead.
During the last vote case for presidency, this electronic, if electronic voting, it didn't work for some time. So we are out of some bridge, and then before it was passed.
Was that your experience at the center where you went to register?
Yeah, that was experienced at the center.
I actually heard some people reported that. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Now, since then, that electronic voting did not work. Doesn't mean those who want to vote with the help of electronic voting, they should not vote. So it's a matter of substitution. The electronic voting phase, they can complete the paper. That does not cost anything.
Have you ever wondered why, you know, a day where Nigeria chooses to vote, something like the electronic gadget fails? Doesn't that boggle your mind? How does it fail?
It's not totally comprehensive.
Yeah, and it's subject to failure.
Yeah, it's failed.
Okay.
Now, hold on. This party has the power. Like the APC, they do registration here in FESA. Those who are interested with them, they give them two paper. On the day of voting, the APC representative at the polling booth, they will hold one. Then you that come to vote, you hold one, but your name will not be, your complete will not be there. It is pre-constitutive voting. Mm-hmm. So if there is any misleading a number, the candidate of APC or whoever, to be able to count the people that gave me the slip that they have already registered with. We still have a long way. They can do that.
Well, thank
many
you.
Many people can do something to help the INEC, not only the INEC suggested.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Welcome to the show. How are you? You're on the sunny side. Ouch. Please turn off your radio.
Yeah, he's off. Ezekiel back.
Welcome.
Joyce. What is success?
Who are you asking?
I'm not asking.
Oh, you're being rhetorical. Yeah, sure, please. Go ahead.
Before anything can be regarded as a success, it will be that there is a brainer behind it. That is from the point of a vision. You can't succeed without having a vision. You and I, we've been in this country at least, I believe, more than the last couple of years. Now, 4 decades precisely, we hear Vision 2020. Nothing comes out of it. Now, you see, Joy, we don't have to be deceiving ourselves. Joy, there is no success as far as this country is concerned. There can never be success. Look, let me tell you, Joyce, when you have planned to fail, when you fail to plan, it means you have planned to fail.
Intended consequence. So are you saying Nigeria is planning to fail?
Joyce, there is nothing like Nigeria. Me, I've prayed to God.
Where are you? UAR?
Joyce, let me tell you, not UAR. That's a bullshit.
Language.
I'm telling you. Is it Joyce? Let me tell you. Anyone who does not support, you understand, the disintegration of this country is because it's actually benefiting from the rockiness of this country.
Well, that's our second topic, so I think this, your passion, will be utilized.
No, Joyce, let me... Dear. No, just look at this. Just look at this. Tell me one success that you can point at since independence.
Well, someone reminded me of the rail system.
Let me tell you. You are talking about look at the commissioner, any commissioner that they want to incorporate. This assistant to the president that they want to incorporate into the INEC. Does this thing not look cynical to you? Does it show to you that these guys there are not a bunch of fools?
Well, have you considered... Have you considered what's said about, you know, the situation in Northeast where some people might not have fair and equal access if
Joyce,
this digital...
That should be trashed. They may be to be like that.
Okay.
I'm saying it categorically.
Yeah.
That, let me tell you, as far as God of heaven and earth is concerned, these people will never make an inch of success. Except I'm saying this based on my own personal opinion. If there have been anything that we can point at since 1960 up to now, that is what would justify the non-disintegration of this country. But if there is nothing that we can point at since 1960 up this time, I can tell you that people that are behind this will go down to the pit of hell.
It's like you just wake up and you just pray against the things. I don't know where you stand, but it would have... Are you Yoruba? Are you also... Are you pushing for Yoruba Nation as well?
Yes, look, 100%. Let me tell you, it's a success.
That's our next topic, you know, because I think I even want to understand whether we have thoroughly estimated the cost of these agitations, yeah? Unfortunately, I don't think we can get something like the Vatican in Italy, which is like a city in a city or a little country in a country. I don't know that we can get that, but I want to find out, but that'll be our next conversation in a few minutes. Let's hear a few more people on this one. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joyce. My name is Dami.
Welcome, Dami.
Yeah. So, whose fault is it that a particular region wouldn't know how to make use of electronic votes? Whose fault is it?
Well, they have mass issues because Boko Haram is not only destroying lives, they're also destroying properties, private and government.
Okay. So, the government have failed to protect a set of people. Why
is there anybody who's protected? A set of people? I mean, the issue of insecurity is on a national level.
Good. If the issue of insecurity is on international levels,
national.
So there shouldn't be any excuse for them not to make use of the electric.
What is your biggest fear? What do you suppose might happen if this is not done electronically? Do you even have any fears?
The same things are happening. I'm not scared of anything. Nigeria has done the worst. The same thing that happens every time. The same thing that happens every time will still happen again. So I don't understand. It's like these people are bringing us back. It's like we are tight with them. So we can't move forward. We can't go further with them. So why are we together then? If a certain set of people that are not trying to level up, they are not ready to level up, they are the one ruling us, and they are the one bringing us back. So how do we move forward as a nation?
How do we move forward as a nation?
Why is there even a country then?
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I want to share with something that I read, you know, in April. Despite the need, and this is actually according to Daily Trust. I remember I woke up that morning and I thought, okay, this looks like something. But I want to share it with you. And then you can maybe understand that there are some people who are insisting or at least have the intention that this happens. The chairman of the Independent National Electoral Commission, Mahmoud Yakubu, on September 28th, 2020, said the commission has commenced processes that would lead to replacing the manual voting with automated voting or electronic voting system. Yakubu said this in Abuja at the demonstration of electronic voting machines by manufacturers who he said were invited from around the world to practically demonstrate how the machines work, preparatory to full migration. He said that the event was another giant step in the commission's continuous effort to deepen electoral integrity in Nigeria through the deployment of technology. There have been calls for e-voting over the years, but some concerns, including the fear of cybercrime and high-wired politics amongst political players in the country, you know, have pretty much hampered the process of Nigerians thoroughly incorporating an electronic system into our voting process. And really, when I thought about it, I wondered, why wouldn't anybody, particularly if you are sure that you're what the people want, why wouldn't anybody want to embrace this? But then you realize that once again, the concern and, yes, a potential threat to what can be said to be 2023, because, yes, it's a threat if by 2023 we're still hearing things like someone snatched a box, some people, their papers didn't arrive early. I thought it was very funny when you hear, well, papers haven't arrived. I remember the last time someone said, well, it was 10 a.m. and papers were yet to arrive. Officials were not here yet. And then you realize that sometimes what should take a shorter period takes a longer period because it's a manual process. But here we're hearing that, well, there are a number of issues here. One that has been cited would be because of insecurity, some people will not have fair and equal access when it comes to voting. And someone, in fact, did say that INEC would be unjust if they go on with electronic voting. And 2023 is very important to every Nigerian here. And this conversation equally as important, because if 2023 is a date, well, some things determine the forthcoming of that date, its progress, or the situation that we can say affects it otherwise. So let's hear your contribution, and then we would pretty much look up to our next topic. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, turn off your radio, please. What's your name?
Hello, I'm Nicholas.
Welcome, Nicholas.
Calling from VI.
Welcome. Anyway. Thank you.
Please, my sister, how do we need this voting, electronic voting system? Do you know that electronic voting system is very, very good in Nigeria? But can we give Nigerians the zeal that this thing will work according to what we?
Oh, you feel like Nigerians have been demoralized, and
because if you see what is happening now, it's very, very bad in Nigeria. We're not going headway. We're not getting headway. We're not going anywhere.
When you say very bad, what are you really referring to?
What am I trying to say? In fact, is that our government.
Oh. Sorry about that. Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Sorry, that's my name.
All right, go ahead.
All right. My take on the issue is that I wonder when the northern politicians or governors start becoming sympathetic with the IDP. What happened when lots of funds and food were diverted? Were they able to find out who did this and got them prosecuted? And the problem we're having in this country is never the Hausa, Igbo, Muslim, Christian. Because in the community, we live peacefully, we relate that.
I do apologize. I really do apologize. Sorry about that. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello,
how are you? Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good afternoon, Joy.
Yeah. What's your name?
Okay, Babidele from Ikorodu.
All right, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the problem I have with our lawmakers and our people in government is they try to make decisions based on their limited knowledge, and limited, very, very limited. I emphasize the word limited. We have all manner of IT professionals. Researchers who carry out research at the ends of the earth, the Arctic, the Antarctic, and they still communicate. How do they do it? These guys should ask questions. There are technologies that you can communicate without even all these mass infrastructures. There are GPS, terrestrial technologies that you go and ask questions. That should not be easy. As they say, there is a way. That's the truth. Thank you.
Very straightforward. If they're sincere, there is always a way. People have been doing it, are doing it. 99.3 Nigeria Info. One more call. We'll go off on a break and then segue into something else. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
What's your name?
I'm Black.
Okay, Black, go ahead.
Joyce, I think that they're going to have a system of voting.
Pardon?
What is it?
What did you say?
I said they think they are going to have a system of e-voting.
Well, yeah, that's a concern that, you know, cyber criminals can.
How possible can that be?
Very.
Are they able to hack our NIM policy?
Oh, well, that's another angle.
The assistant that they'll put in place.
Who hacks your NIM? Well, yeah, I see that. Okay. Like firewalls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that's not an excuse saying that they need to hack it. Come on.
Well, yeah, that was actually cited. So I think I'm glad that you have transcended that limitation when it comes to thinking. We're going to go off on a break. When we come back, we want to speak about sub-nations and agitations for nations. And I want you to think about this before, you know, I open up the telephone lines to your opinions. So last week, we pretty much had moments in history where, you know, Nnamdi Kanu was found, which pretty much the government is yet to give us details as to how that happened. And I saw a tweet by the UN saying that the Nigerian government has refused to, you know, divulge, you know, the process, tell them how that happened. And they actually stated their concern. I'm going to share that with you in a moment, but that's even not the topic. It's that after Nnamdi Kanu happened, a few days later, well, Sunday Igboho had his residence invaded. And I don't know. I think the pictures I saw are things I wouldn't want to happen to any Nigerian. Any. North, east, west, south, any Nigerian. But it happened. It happened. And then I wondered, have Nigerians thought about what's better, the agitation for sub-states or, you know, the people coming together collectively choosing to democratically vote into power someone who serves them. When we return, that's our conversation on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. We'll be right back.